Kevin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than getting in trouble for supporting the dark side of the Force. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and I am joined by Joe Curry and Pip Pelix. Hello, guys.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, everybody.
Got a fun show tonight. Lots of new stuff, a little old stuff. We debut the brand new game called Celebrity, Preacher, or Politician. We have a new addition to our School of Fools involving Star Wars. We're going to dust this one off. We haven't done this in about a year, but a brand new Pip Pelix curmudgeonly philosophy. To get everybody in the holiday mood, I'm sure. And a brand new bit called Comedy Premises We Hate. But something I don't hate happened this weekend. I was seeing you on Joe's Facebook, because that's how I get all my news. World events, Joe events. I go to Joe's Facebook to find out what's going on in the world.
Yes.
Never fails.
Never a good place for it.
It most certainly is. And I saw that while Joe was Santa Clausing, something tragic happened. So, Joe, let me play your Santa Claus theme song, Hellgig theme song, and then tell us what happened to Santa Claus.
Christmas, where friends and family get together and share the warmth and happiness of the holiday season. A big part of this is Santa Claus, who spreads hope and joy to children throughout the world. But sometimes, it just don't turn out that way. No! Santa has to deal with stupid parents, bratty kids, traffic, lousy parking, tolls, having kids go through my candy cane bucket like they're piranhas, holding a piss in for 7 hours straight, being loaded like a pack mule to lug in presents into their stupid house. And if you think I'm unpleasant for 11 months out of the year and I'm going to change for one more, you're nuts! Welcome to Santa Ho 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 Hell Gig!
So I go to do my Santa gig Saturday night.
Santa, I'm sure for a lovely family.
Yeah, they were a nice family. They were either Pakistani or Indian.
You don't really think of them for hiring a Santa Claus.
Yeah, believe me, a lot of them got mine. It was Upper Saddle River.
I didn't say they didn't have money.
You
assume that most of them are Muslim.
Yeah, but I've done quite a few. It's really not out of the norm.
Are the camels their favorite part of the manger scene?
Yeah, right. But I get a big, big, very, very, very big house.
Well, I mean, listen, you're going to hire Santa Claus, he don't come cheap.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
This time of the year. You know, if you want to get Santa on the cheap, you get him around April. He's got a lot of free time.
Yeah. Now, the thing about this gig, when I do these gigs, and what I do is I'm not a store Santa. I'm not
a
store Santa, like a department store Santa.
I know what you meant.
I understand, but people might not understand listening to the show. So, yeah, but there's different type of Santa. I go do private parties. So, basically, what my...
You're a home invasion Santa.
A home invasion Santa, exactly. So, when I do these shows, I have a song. I come in to Santa Claus is coming to town, and I sing my song.
I wish you always had a song when you were entering a place. Like, as a warning. Like, maybe an air raid siren. I like this. You need to incorporate this into everyday Joe.
And then, you know, and so I come in and I sing and Santa Claus is coming to town and I dance and stuff like that.
Seems very merry.
Yeah.
Exactly. The next thing I do in my presentation is I go, all right, kids, what Santa likes to do is read a story. Who wants to hear about the night before Christmas? And all the kids are like, oh, okay.
Yay.
And I'll sing and read a night before Christmas, and it's very nice.
Yeah.
Then what I will do is I go, all right, what Santa loves to do after a song, he likes to sing some Christmas carols. And you want to sing some Christmas carols?
I'll tell you one thing. This Santa Claus monopolizing the whole party. Santa wants to do this. Santa wants to do that. Hey, Santa, we hired you, stupid ass. How about what we want to do?
Uh-oh. And then I'll read a nice story.
Sounds delightful.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'll sing about four or five carols.
Right.
Okay.
Do you take requests?
So then I sing.
Joe keeps on giving me the finger.
the whole wait for
not
it.
Not the usual
finger
that he gives me.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's the thing. And then what I'll do is I'll have the children there. Okay? And that's the way it goes.
Right.
That's the way it's scripted.
Sounds lovely.
Never happens that way.
Oh, God.
I come in. Santa Claus. Yeah, Santa Claus here. Santa Claus. Oh, I'll take your player, Santa Claus. No, I know Santa needs to hold on to that. Okay, Santa Claus. Sit. Does anybody want to hear the night before Christmas? No, speeches, Santa Claus. Santa Claus, speeches.
Is it happening this quick?
Yes.
Because it's like a machine gun. Like, you walked in and he's like right on you.
Yeah, because you open the door and there's all these people. Oh, and they're like, oh, Santa Claus. Come, Santa Claus. Over, Santa Claus.
They have their own agenda.
That's the thing.
I want the Santa gig where he shows up and there's nobody there but a guy in tidy whiteies.
You're an entertainer, and as you know, you'll make it work. So you'll cap the time off, and you'll make the gig work.
I don't want to go under the mistletoe anymore.
You'll make the gig work.
Get that candy cane out of there.
But you have this whole presentation. And what my agent doesn't realize is that sometimes she'll say, well, you know, some people complain you don't do it. But you can't go differently all the time.
Yeah. All right, so what do you do? This guy's on you.
So the guy is rushing the kids through. Okay, and I go, and what would you do? Oh, Santa Claus, go. And then, another kid, and what's your name? Santa Claus, picture. And then I go to the next kid comes up, and I go, and what would you, Santa Claus? And I just gave my finger to him and said,
1 second.
Hold on. And he realized I'm the boss.
Yeah, it's like Santa Claus was being handled.
Yeah, so I was doing this one. I had this one kid, and this one kid is going, Santa Claus, are you real? Yes, I am. And then he goes, well, is this your real beard?
Uh-oh.
And I'm, yes. And he starts pulling on it.
Uh-oh.
And I go.
It's like tugging on Superman's cape.
Yeah, and I go, no, you can't pull on your beard. Well, if you're not Santa, if you're not real, why can't I pull on your beard? Yeah, you can't pull on my beard. And he starts
How is the beard affixed to your face?
Well, it's got straps on it and stuff like that.
It's so a strap
pull
on.
It down. Right.
You got to strap it on your face.
So, anyway, I told the kid, because my patience over the years has waned, so the kid pulled on again.
How do you think the real Kris Kringle
fit? And I told him, if you pull on Santa's beard one more time, you're going to get coal. And he just looked at me. He was bummed out. And then the family goes to take the picture, and he's like, Solov, come by, sir. No.
You ruined Christmas.
Screw him. You don't touch Santa Claus's beard. He's going to have so much coal. By the time I get done with him, Obama's going to come down on him with legislation. That's what's going to happen. He's going to have too much.
No, he's been working on that one from the car ride home.
I know.
Well, you try to workshop it while you're stuck in traffic on the BQE.
No, I was like...
So eventually he started to smile, but it's just, I got, mad.
You can't have these kids angry, though. Well, because they're Pakistani, they probably know somebody. Yeah. I wouldn't get into that slight.
And then it's a COD gig, and I get shortchanged.
Wait, what? How do you get shortchanged?
It was supposed to, you got to pick up cash.
I understand what COD means.
Yeah. And I get out to the car.
I didn't think you were spelling cod.
But the problem with this gig, it's not like the green room of a comedy club. You can't count the money in front of the kids and stuff like that. So the lady hands it to you, and you got to hope
it's
right.
Did you go back in?
It was for $5, and the gig was for an hour and a half. I did an hour and 10, so I figured, all right, that's $5.
Oh, well, that's why maybe you didn't get shortchanged. Maybe she did the math, too, in which case.
And she decided to short
you. No, because she told me there was extra in there, so she screwed up.
Oh, man.
Wow.
She thought she tipped you, and you actually shorted you.
Yeah, shorted me.
Well, so maybe that little kid with the beard pocketed the rest. Yeah.
So I had a gig the next day in Newark, New Jersey. Now, if people don't know Newark, it's not the most nicest place in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm there now. It's for this company that I've done for a while. Okay,
right.
Nice people. Gig goes fine. I get out. I go back out to my. I go back. I forgot where I parked my car. So I'm walking up and down three blocks.
Slays up on blocks. It's Newark.
Yeah. In a lousy town as Santa Claus. Now, the thing about it is I'm not like Joe Curry. I'm just the Santa. So I had to stop for pictures.
No.
I got kids chasing me.
No, I think you were just running because you were afraid.
No, I was, and it's like.
You have to stay in character.
I was staying in character. Where in the hell is my car?
Where'd the reindeer go?
Oh, and there's Santa Claus, man. Santa Claus, you take a picture, man? Okay. Ho, ho, ho.
Like you're a celebrity.
Yeah, you haven't seen a Honda Element, have you?
All right. Well, Joe, we are glad you made it out there. Well.
Yes.
Another good Santa Claus hell gig.
Yep.
You guys are listening to Davin's Den filling in for Coffee Talk. When we come back, we will play our brand new game, Celebrity, Preacher, or Politician. Don't go anywhere. And we're back. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. We're going to play a brand new game, which is called, I'm trying to think of the order I put it in, Celebrity, Preacher, or Politician. Now, the reason of this is I think in a lot of ways in life things are starting to merge together. You understand what I'm saying? Like our celebrities are becoming politicians, and our politicians are celebrities.
Lines.
Yeah, they really are. So things blur. So I think it's really hard to figure out who's saying what.
Okay.
So I picked three of each category. I picked up Pat Robertson.
Okay.
He fell into the preacher category, even though he ran for president in 1988. He lost.
True.
So I picked Sarah Palin,
okay,
who I put in the politician category. Because she was a former governor.
Right.
And I put Donald Trump in the celebrity category because Donald Trump, I mean, I know he's making this run, but he hasn't won anything yet.
Right.
So he's most known as being, even though he's a businessman, a celebrity. He's really, you know, when he did the Celebrity Apprentice,
yeah,
he really changed everything around.
Right.
Now, so what the game is, I'm going to read quotes from each one, and you guys have to guess whether it's a preacher, in this case, Pat Robertson, celebrity, in this case, Donald Trump, or politician Sarah Palin. Pip is going to keep track of how many I ask and who gets what right. That's what Pip's gonna job's going to be. Now, the interesting thing, I think, for this game is I pretty much don't like any of the three of them.
Okay.
Pip does not like any of the three of them.
No.
Joe disdains Sarah Palin. Thinks she's a dingbat, to put it nicely. Thinks Pat Robertson is a right-wing nut, but likes Donald Trump.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Joe should have the advantage in this, and that he should at least be able to recognize a Trump and not blur it in with the others. You would think going in, this plays to Joe's strengths. Would you agree, Pip?
I agree.
Okay. So I am going to play our brand new theme song for this, which Joe put together. Thank you, Joe. Mm-hmm. 1 second. Thank you, Joe. Here we go.
And now it's time to play Celebrity, Preacher, or Politician.
All right, guys. Number one.
Okay.
People who hate God take it out on innocent people. Would that be a celebrity, preacher, or politician? Pip?
I'm thinking it's too easy to call a preacher, so I'm going to say politician.
So you think that's Sarah Palin?
Yeah.
Joe?
I'm going to say preacher.
You're going to say preacher. Joe is right.
Oh.
That was Pat Robertson.
Yeah, that's got Pat Robertson all over it.
Joe's doing very good, feeling good about it. Got a big old smile. Joe's very confident.
Everybody relax. He's the first one.
Yeah,
right?
don't get too full of yourself yet.
I don't know. Yeah, don't look at me. I'm very humble right now.
Now you're smiling. You're feeling good. We'll take care of that. I cite in my book countless examples of the foundational documents of the colonial period in America and the writings of the leaders that this was intended to be a Christian nation. Joe?
Sarah Palin.
So you think that's politician?
Yes.
Pip?
Okay. I think that's celebrity.
You think that's celebrity. You're both wrong. That was preacher. That was Pat Robertson.
Wow. There's the trick question. You thought number one was the trick question, but number two was.
All right. So Pip is 0 for 2. Joe is 1 for 2. We say keep your change. We'll keep our God, our guns, our Constitution. Pip, who said that?
Ooh. I'm going to say politician.
You're going to say that's Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
I'm going politician as well.
You were both right. Do you remember that quote? It's a pretty famous quote.
Yeah. Actually, right. That was very familiar.
I thought so.
Okay. Joe, you go first on this one. It's Friday. How many bald eagles did wind turbines kill today? They are an environmental and aesthetic disaster. Because they're both equally appalling.
Pecaw, citizen.
Yeah, Joe, it's close to home, Blue Hawk, doesn't it?
I'm gonna go with celebrity.
You're gonna go celebrity. You think that's a Donald Trumpism?
Yes.
I have to go with celebrity.
You're both right. That is Donald Trump.
It has to go just along with like a Caddyshack or a Rodney Dangerfield. So the cemeteries are the biggest waste of real estate. That's a real estate mogul talk.
Yeah.
The news makes me sad, so I don't watch it. Pip?
I'm going to say preacher.
You're going to say that's Pat Robertson.
Yes.
I'm going to say politician.
Joe is right. Sarah Palin.
Oh,
Joe
okay.
is doing very well.
Yeah.
Joe, you go first on this one. Islam is a violent, I was going to say religion, but it's not a religion. It's a political system. It's a violent political system bent on the overthrow of the governments of the world and world domination. That is the ultimate aim.
I'm going to go celebrity.
You're going to say it's Donald Trump?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to say preacher.
Pip got one, that one right.
Ooh.
So very interesting. A man that Joe detests said something he would attribute to the guy he loves. Very interesting. All right. Next one. I believe Pip goes first. Love him or hate him, Trump is a man who is certain about what he wants and sets out to get. No holds barred. Women find his power almost as much of a turn on as his money.
Ooh. I'm going to say that that's celebrity.
You're going to say that's celebrity.
I'm thinking he's speaking in the third person.
I'm going to say politician.
That was celebrity.
Oh, he's talking about himself. I knew it.
Again, Joe attributes. He doesn't know his guy the way he thought.
The only reason I went, I actually was going to go with Trump on that. The only reason I went with politician was Sarah Palin and Trump were kind of chummy about 3 weeks ago.
That'll change.
Did something illicit happen?
No, not something illicit, but I think, you know, there was a rumor. I don't know if it was a silly rumor or what. They met and he talked, and it was a silly rumor she might be vice president or something like that.
Oh, I would love that, just to watch your head explode.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd have to put a sheet down. Yeah. But
funny.
But on that, you know, on that directive, that's why I picked that. But I would absolutely puts it. Doesn't put it past Trump at all for saying that.
Yeah, if they're going to announce that, tell Joe to go sit in the tub because it's going to be messy.
Who goes first on this one?
I think Pip does.
I do.
Anyone who thinks my story is anywhere near over is sadly mistaken.
Ooh. I think that's politician.
I think that's politician. You think that's Sarah Palin?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with preacher.
Going to go with preacher. Mm-hmm. You're both wrong. That was Donald Trump.
Oh. No.
But if there's an erosion at home, you know. Thomas Jefferson warned about a tyranny of an oligarchy, and if we surrender our democracy to the tyranny of an oligarchy, we've made a terrible mistake. Joe?
I'm going to go with politician.
Politician. You think that's Sarah Palin?
Mm.
Ooh, I don't think she knows those words. I'm going to go with preacher.
You got that right, Pip. I like the reason. They do stupid.
She don't know what oligarchy means. She has no idea.
I would say that's not true, but yeah. And I was actually thinking of Palin. I was actually thinking of Palin. Just the wording, but Pat Robertson is, I didn't know he infused so much history into his rantings.
Mm. But I think we're seeing the blur. I think because you
very
guys.
Much.
Now that's a very valid point on that.
That's the point of this
that's
game.
That's a point, very valid point on that.
And like I said, it's very interesting because Pip and I are unanimous. We don't like any of the three of them, but you hate two of them and love one of the other. And what he says kind of parrots what you would think the others would say. So it's interesting. But it goes back to the cult of personality, where people, in my mind, people are just responding to their love of Donald and not necessarily what he's saying.
Well, no, it's what he's saying, but I think Pat Robertson is just, you know, is just a religious zealot. I think Sarah Palin is a total imbecile, but Trump is Trump is a successful man.
But even people that you really like sometimes say things that you would never agree with.
but we have the Trump whisperer. He extracts crap. No, he extracts nuggets of gold from the crap that is spewed. But anyway, we go on. So this is very confusing so far for you guys.
Yes.
God created the world. The laws of nature were created by God. True science tries to find out what God put in the world. The trouble is where scientists speculate about theology, and they don't know what they're talking about because they weren't there. They can't speculate about the origins of life because they weren't there. Who goes first on that?
I think Joe goes
first. I'm going to go with politician.
Politician.
I am too.
That was Pat Robertson. That was not Sarah Palin.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right. Pip goes first on this one.
It's very good because that's something that Sarah Palin would say.
Yes, it is.
People know something has gone terribly wrong with our government and has gotten so far off track, but people also know that there is nothing wrong in America that a good old-fashioned election can't fix.
Oh, dear. I'm going to say celebrity.
Celebrity. You think that's a Trumpster?
It could be.
I'm going to say politician.
You got that one right, Joe. That was Sarah Palin.
That when you said, as soon as you said
old-fashioned.
Oh, no, real that old homespunny, folksy Alaskan dimwit.
Aw, shucks.
Yeah, aw, shucks.
Alaskan dimwit. See, I don't lie. He hates this woman. All right. We'll do a couple more, and then we got to amscray and take our next break. All right, Pip, you go first on this one, I believe.
Okay.
Do you mind if I sit back a little? Because your breath is very bad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, throw in some funny ones in there.
I'm going to say celebrity.
You're going to say celebrity. That's a Trumpster.
I'm going to say celebrity, too.
You both got that one right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I actually thought you were talking to Pip. Boy, how
threw you right
boy,
under the
boy, are you
bus.
Rude.
All
I'm
like, wow, all the way across
the table?
Oh, it's a
question.
No, your guy is rude.
Who was he saying that to?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
God.
All right, Joe, you go first on this.
Okay.
He's not a war hero. He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people who weren't captured.
That's Trump.
he's saying celebrity. I'm going to say politician.
Joe was right. That was pretty famous. He really.
Yeah, that was a big quote. That was
Trump's uncle James and McCain.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the veterans backed Trump on that.
Not all of them.
But there was enough. They thought there was going to be all backlash, and there wasn't as much as backlash because a lot of Trump the vets supported him on that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's comforting. All right, should we do one more?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do the last one here. Let's see. Feminism is a social anti-family political movement that encourages women to leave their husbands, kill their children, practice witchcraft, destroy capitalism, and become lesbians.
Oh, that's got to be Preacher.
I'm going Preacher.
Yeah, you both got that one.
Yeah. Right?
What a good way to end. All right. A quick tally before we go to break.
Joe got 8, and I got 7.
Out of how many?
Oh, I don't. Wait a minute.
I asked you to keep track.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14... 14.
All right. All right. But very good, Joe. Congratulations on the win. But I think it shows.
Half and half.
I think it shows how the lines are blurred.
Yeah.
All right.
Very much.
All right. Don't go anywhere. You were listening to Davin's Den filling in for Coffee Talk. When we come back, School of Fools, what happened with Star Wars and why you need to know. We are back. You are listening to Davin's Den filling in for Coffee Talk. We've had a lot of fun so far, so I see no reason why we should put that to an end. So we got this new bit. We've kind of like talked about these stories before, but now Joe put together a stinger, so it's for reals. Because we noticed a trend of a lot of stupidity happening in our schools.
Yes.
So we came up with the bit called School of Fools. So let me just try to find where the hell that is. Where are you? Where are you? This is all going to be edited out. All right, here we go. Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down. Shame, shame, shame. School of Fools. All right, so here we go. This is our latest in the induction to the School of Fools. Colton Southern is a model 7th grader, a Boy Scout, a member of church, and volunteers at State Park not far from his house in Rosenberg, Texas. I didn't think there were Rosenberg.
Yeah, really?
But what do I know? Anyway.
Ain't one town we're going to do.
Rosenberg.
That's the problem anyway. Oh, right there.
He's also a huge Star Wars fan. It's a distinction that has unexpectedly placed the well-behaved middle schooler at odds with school administrators at George Junior High. According to ABC, the trouble began Thursday after Colton wore a shirt of school depicting a Star Wars The Force Awakens logo that included a stormtrooper holding the weapon. Station reported. It's like a phaser, like a laser gun.
Okay.
Joe Southern told that's the dad that his son has worn the shirt on several occasions without a problem, but this time was different. A school official told KTRK informed the boy that the shirt was banned because it included an image of a weapon. Instead of sending him home, officials forced the boy to cover up a T-shirt by wearing a zip jacket. Obviously, the father was furious. He said, it's political correctness run amok. You're talking about a Star Wars T-shirt a week before the biggest movie of the year comes out. It has nothing to do with the guns or making a stand. It's just a Star Wars shirt. Since 2013, according to the Every Town for Gun Safety Support Fund, there have been at least 161 school shootings in America, an average of nearly one a week. The Washington Post reported last week there's been more than one mass shooting a day in the United States this year. A spokesman for the Lamar Consolidated Independent School District told KTRK that a list of dress code violations in the LCISD Secondary School Handbook includes symbols oriented toward violence. School officials told the station that the middle schooler got off easy and could have faced a harsher punishment like in-school suspension. Southern told KTRK that forcing his son to cover up his shirt is a violation of the boy's First Amendment right. Nothing that the weapon or the character holding, noting that the weapon and the character are fictional, he dismissed the idea that there was a suggestion of violence on part of his son. Very interesting story.
It is.
I think very worthy of being in our School of Fools, though.
Yes.
The father is absolutely right. It's a character. I mean, if you had a picture of a sniper, let's say the kid had a shirt of a sniper,
right,
or an army sniper,
right?
Okay, that you could debate about,
yeah,
and that you could question because
if it was a U.S. Marine, you'd be outraged.
You know, Maybe.
Well, and in the kid's defense, it's a stormtrooper. They have notably very terrible aim.
Yeah.
They never hit anything. So, anyway, this is more comedic than
it's
violent.
Very, you know, but here's the thing. If it was a picture of a sniper on there or something like that, maybe I can understand where the school is coming from. This is a Star Wars, you know, a Star Wars character. It's ridiculous. But where this gets, you know, murky, let's, for example, let's say it was a United States Army shirt,
right,
or a United States Marine shirt.
Okay.
And the school had a problem with that. Then there's a freedom of speech thing, because it's all what the symbol is showing. Is it showing an actual person in a real...
Well, there is no freedom of speech thing. There's no First Amendment, First Amendment argument, because children give up that right once they go into school. Schools can make dress codes.
Right.
So the father's wrong about this.
Right.
There's no freedom of speech issue here. That's the one thing.
So let's pull that out of the equation. That's
right.
Gone. But using the common sense thing, what was actually on there?
Yeah.
I posted it on the Davins Den Facebook page. I posted the article there, and there's an image of the stormtrooper.
I read that in the paper on Saturday. It's ridiculous. You really need to pick, you know, sometimes with these things, no tolerance. You know, it's weird where people that expect everybody to be tolerant have no tolerance.
Absolutely.
You need to use your head.
Yeah.
On this stuff. It's a Star Wars thing. Everybody knows it's a Star Wars thing. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I think as you're saying, and as the father said, it's a fictional character.
Fake weapon.
There are no real stormtroopers. Well, I mean, Nazi Germany stormtroopers, but that's not what this is.
No,
It's a fake thing. So what happens if it was a lightsaber?
Which
is a fake sword made out of beautiful light.
Yeah. I know. The lightsaber, would that be a problem, too?
It's the same thing. It's a fictional weapon. Everybody knows it's fictional. There's no such thing as lightsabers. A guy's not going to come in and murder people with a lightsaber.
I wish they could.
There are no such things as lightsabers. Now,
what?
I'm sorry.
You know what? That's how you make enemies.
Nobody
likes you. You say things like this that outrage people.
Well, let me put it this way. Okay.
Backpedal woman.
Okay. So now, let's say that you take a toaster and you turn it on its side and you forcefully eject toast at somebody. Is that now a weapon? We can't wear toasters on our shirts anymore.
It's ridiculous. We all agree it belongs in the school of fools. I am just waiting for the Wookiee Lives Matter movement. You're listening to Davins Den filling in for Coffee Talk. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back. We are back. You are listening to Davins Den filling in for Coffee Talk. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Still got some more show to do. Thankfully, happy about that. So we're going to dust off something. Oh, we haven't done this in about a year, but it's always a good conversation starter. The old Pip Helix curmudgeonly philosophy. Let me just cue up the theme, and then Pip can have the floor.
You wondered about it. You waited for it, and now it's here. Curmudgeon Philosophy with Pip Helix.
All right, Pip, spread your holiday cheer on us.
Okay. When you have to run a red light, make a face like you're terrified. That way, whatever crazy story you come up with to avoid the ticket, your face on the red light camera will match.
But I like that, but that implies that you've really thought out that you are definitely running this light.
Well, you know what? If all of a sudden you realize, I cut it wrong, I mistimed myself.
But you're also acknowledging.
Yeah. Well, you are.
Well, no.
Do you want to acknowledge that you're running the red light?
Well, no. You're not acknowledging it. You're not acting for the camera, as far as they know.
Yeah.
You are just in a state of panic on the camera.
Here's the beauty of it. You could say that people were chasing you, and you had to get through the red light.
There's a camera, though. They know nobody's chasing you.
You thought they were.
It's not the horses of the apocalypse.
Well, maybe they were from a distance back farther than the camera could see it.
I think the camera could see one car back.
Maybe
okay.
Maybe where they're two cars back.
Your Honor, I was on the way to the hospital. I was passing a kidney stone.
Yeah, but that's not a... Isn't that a pained expression?
Then they'll look at the camera to see if there was a kidney stone was.
Yeah. You think you could see the sign?
You didn't pass a kidney stone, you passed a Buick.
Same thing, Your Honor.
Yeah.
Listen, if you can see the kidney stone, you're allowed to run through the red light.
Yeah,
that is an emergency.
They're very small.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying.
Do you do that? Do you make faces at the red light camera?
I don't run red lights.
Oh, no, not you. Not you, Precious. You're perfect.
No, I don't. I don't.
She only does that in foreign states where it's going to cost us a lot of money.
And lose their margin on the tour.
But sure. You can go to the Davin's Den, website if you want to see a picture
of a man thoroughly discouraged
as he runs a red light. That's on the Davin's Den page under photos. You go to extras, you go to photos, you scroll down, then you see Joe running a red light.
That's when we were on tour heading back from Arizona to Vegas, and we had a 6-hour trip after a show and a 6-hour trip prior to that, and I'm driving and I got an $85 ticket.
Yeah, but he just looks angry. He doesn't look like he's got something like, you know, like Beelzebub chasing him in the car.
Believe me, that was
shock
because you're in the middle of nowhere, and it was a speeding camera.
Right.
And it's like, poof. I'm like, ah. And Tab was like, what, didn't you know that was a speeding camera? I go, I'm from New York. I didn't know they had these out west. I don't know.
What, you think it's the technology they haven't gotten yet, Joe?
Apparently, yes. I never saw one here.
Because you've never been there before, you maroon.
Well, now I know for the next tour.
What do you think, New York or New Jersey? Just hiding that technology?
No, he got other means.
I've seen that happen at a red light in New York.
Yeah, but Joe didn't think they had that technology in Arizona.
That was for speeding, though. It was speeding.
Yes, but that's your typical East Coast prejudice. No. You didn't think that they have it out there, out yonder?
Mm. You yokels.
I know.
With your newfangled technology of catching me breaking the law.
I'm not saying that you plan, like, I'm going to go around and run through red lights because I find that amusing. Mm. I'm just saying that if something should happen that you realize that you're in the middle of it, just make a face like, oh my God, because then you have something to work with.
What do you think the judge would say?
I don't know. But I'm just saying at that point, if you're going to get in trouble, you might as well start setting your story up.
And that's the framework.
I like how you've planned out, like, you know what, there's going to be a lot of red lights and I'm going to run a half a dozen of them.
With an expression.
Yeah. I want a different expression for every light, just to vary.
Here's me on Main Street. Here's me on Third. Here's me by the expressway.
Oh, this was a good one. I'm going to send this to the family. Are you kidding? That's our holiday card.
I'm going to go buy the Christmas trees, and that'll be the holiday card.
I want a costume change.
Yeah, she doesn't have time to stop for a red light, but she got time to pull over.
Change the outfit.
All right, you are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. We got one more segment to go. Don't go anywhere. Comedy premises we hate. Stay there. We are back. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. One more segment to go. Having a good time with you guys so far. Came up with this one last week, too. We were very creative last week. We call this one Comedy Premises We Hate. And the Joe and I are in the clubs all the time. But even if you're a comedy fan, you just see comics doing the same stuff over and over again. And there's certain things that I just cannot stand. So that's where this piece comes from. So here it is. The new stinger created by Joe.
What's the deal with
comedy premises we hate?
So I am going to play just a sample, and you guys will immediately know what premise we picked this week.
I think that's one thing that separates immigrant families from the regular Canadian families, you know? Doesn't matter where your parents are from, they weren't born in this country, they will whoop your ass when you're growing up, won't they? It doesn't matter. Where are your parents from? Ukraine. You know what I'm saying. They'll beat you with a cabbage roll. You know what I'm saying. They'll smack a pierogi upside your head if they have to. They'll beat you, right? Immigrant parents will beat their kids. Canadian parents, they're a little too soft on their kids. And that's fine, you know, whatever makes you happy. But you need to start beating your kids.
Ain't about having the children beat your children. Go home, wake them up, beat them. They have done something you don't know about.
I do know this. I'm going to beat my children. I know that.
Yes, you can see it's a very, very common premise. The old beating the kids. This is one of my personal pet peeves. I don't know how you guys feel about this premise.
I don't think it's that amusing.
In my act, I do about back in the day, like the Child Safe Backyard, and how our parents would hit us with the spoon and the spatula.
Well,
and
that's
stuff
a, that's
like
different.
That.
That's another premise which we could go to. Comics looking back fondly on yesteryear, but that's different than this. You're not advocating now to beat children.
No,
I see this all the time. Mm-hmm. You got to beat your kids. Beat your kids. First of all, it offends me as a comic. Write something original.
Right.
You need to be beaten because you're not writing. And two of those were famous comics, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. And I picked an Indian comic, a white comic, and an African-American comic. So it's not just, you know, one race is the one who's doing the beat, going to the beat your kids well.
No, apparently everybody wants to beat
their
children.
To beat your kids well.
Well, yes, because
you know why I pulled you over well?
If a kid falls down a well, it's a good opportunity to beat him. How many times do I have to tell you not to play by the well?
Stop moving the cover of the well.
So I'm offended as a comic because I think it's hacky.
Okay.
Do you guys agree it's hacky?
It depends how you phrase it. You know, I mean,
that's the way I phrase it. I just took three YouTube clips for you.
It depends on the context and it's all the same thing. But if he mend it into like a story, more of a story instead of a blatant statement.
That's different than advocating the beating of your children. Talking about how you got beaten as a kid is different because if that's a personal thing, is different than advocating.
Yes, but in the same way, you got to understand it's in the form of a comedy stage and it's farce. Nobody takes farce seriously.
These people light up. I see it all the time. The audience lights up like we're actually going to be beating a kid, and everybody gets a shot.
Everybody lights up because there are certain. You go to a comedy club to escape things. You go to a comedy club to hear things.
Well, if I'm a child, I'm not going to a comedy club.
Not when those comedians are speaking.
But you do. A comedy club is where you take away and you take things that aggravate you, that scare you, that infuriate you.
And you take it out on a small child.
No, but then that you can't do, you know, do in real life. But
but this is real life. This is not something you can't do. People go home and hit their child. We see Adrian Peterson got in trouble last year, got suspended by the NFL because he hit his kid with his Switch.
But we're not talking about a philosophy in real life. We're talking about a comic on a stage.
It's called comedy premises. This is a comedy premise.
I understand it's a premise, but it's a premise in farce. It's a farce.
I don't think this is a farcical premise.
It's no, but in the context of the way the comic, if you're looking at a comic on stage, it's farcical. It's not a PTA meeting with the principal telling them as soon as you get out of here, you wallop the hell out of
right,
your
but
kids.
But they're looking at it as like a philosophy, like, you know what, we really got to hit these kids. Because everybody complains about the kids, this generation, and they all do it. I'm tired of it. Come up with something new.
No, but hold on a second. You're pretending that the people are actually taking you seriously.
A lot of them are.
People do.
You're giving
beat
it
their
too
children.
Much credit.
You're giving
too much credit.
Yeah, but these comics are so unoriginal. Come up with something new.
Well, that's different.
Well, it's comedy premises we hate.
You're right. There's two different things. You hate the premise because it's like, okay, we could stop talking about beating the children unless it's like there's a story to it.
There's a story. It's not part of this.
Right.
This is just a premise that a bunch of comics do, famous comics nonetheless, and it promotes violence.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but not.
Stop.
Really.
Stop. Stop. The whole segment is called Comedy Premises We Hate. On it being a premise that we hate, yes, it's overused. Absolutely. It does not promote violence.
Adrian Peterson said he didn't know it was wrong to hit his kid with a Switch because he'd always been hit by a Switch.
That is upbringing. That's not something he heard at a show.
Right.
You're using it in two
but
different
the, but
forums.
But these comics are saying, they're saying they beat the kid. Because the other half of that, when we were kids, we were beat.
Because,
that's the other half
because
of the
because it's fun to say, boy, oh boy, if you get pulled by a cop, wouldn't you just like to tell him, go to hell and leave me alone? Because it's something you would like to do. That's the whole premise.
Yeah.
It's something you would like to do. The whole thing about it is comedy premises that, it's an overused premise. But in the fact of it promoting violence, absolutely not. Because, it's in a forum of farce. And you can't expect people to take something serious in a forum of farce.
It's also a guaranteed applause break. I hate anything that's a guaranteed applause break that has nothing to do with nothing. Guaranteed. Same thing. I mean, we're not going to get into all of the premises, but this isn't really a premise. It's just something comics say. Let's hear it for the troops. Nothing against the troops. They're not like if there's a troop in the audience, they'll say give it up for that guy or girl. He's a hero. He or she's a hero. But let's give it up for such and such. to get all the to get everybody all applauding. Yay, because you can't create applause on your own.
But that's a that's another premise that we
but that's
go
what this
into.
Is geared to.
Right, but the thing is that you're making the stretch between we hate this comedy overused premise versus okay, now if they go to Bananas and they hear me tell this joke, they're going to go home and
yeah, you
got to
pick and choose your battles on this.
Yeah,
do you feel
no.
You in what you just said where you're in the context?
I know, and I know in my heart there is a segment of those people in that audience, not all of them, not everybody who applauds. There is a segment of people in this audience that hear this as a reaffirmation of discipline. I know that in my heart. I've talked to these people after the shows. I see the little twinkle in their eyes, like this is
but
the best thing
not,
they've ever heard.
But they're not going to do it.
They do. People, it's a cultural thing.
But they were but already.
Have you heard
do
of anybody?
Right,
that
but I don't need to reinforce
to,
it.
I went to a comedy show, and the guy in suspenders and white sneakers told me to go home and beat my kids. It's
not,
ridiculous.
It's not farcical. Comics aren't dressing like that. Robin Williams is dead.
I understand, but it's in the same context of that. They're not going to take that seriously. It's an arena of farce.
Yeah, right. And nobody ever gets offended by stuff in a comedy show.
Pip, what do you got going on?
Pip, what do you got going on?
Well, Mr. Helix, his band, Johnny and the Alimonies, are going to be amongst many bands performing at Blank Fest, which it will be
held. You
can
tell us the name.
Blank Fest.
No, seriously, Blank. Tell us the name.
Johnny and the Alimonies. What are you talking about?
Blank Fest. Oh, you suck. Blank Go on. I'll have
Fest.
To edit that out.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. It is. It's an all-day concert being held in support of the homeless in New York City, where the opportunity is for you to bring a blanket, and that will be given to a homeless person on Christmas Eve. And Blankfest will be held Sunday, December 21st at Hudson House, Main Street, Nyack, New York.
Sounds like a lovely cause. If you're in the area, check that out. Guys, thank you guys for hanging out with us. As always, you can hear the full shows on davinsden.com, completely unedited, uncensored, along with old shows. Definitely check that. Also, pictures. You can see Joe running red light. Go to the follow us on Twitter at Davin's Den. Go to the Davin's Den Facebook page. Please like us. You can follow me on Twitter at Davin Comedy. Joe, you can follow at Plankfoot. And Pip, you can follow at Pip Helix, correct?
Yes.
Well, guys, it has been fun as always. Happy holidays. Thank you guys for listening to Davin's Den. Filling in for Coffee Talk. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.